What up, peeps? Yo, the DTV Presents podcast is back. I couldn't be more excited. Man, this is the podcast. If you want any type of entertainment, okay, this is the one, because each and every episode, no matter what the content is, it could be about video games, movies, oh my God, stand-up comedy, real deal interesting stories. And that's what I'm actually doing today. I'm actually hitting up, he's a comedian, but we actually took a long drive down to Albany, and I actually got to know him. You know, I usually like share the stage with him and all that stuff. His name is Dave Durkin, and I got to know him, which is pretty cool. And let me tell you, you know, he's an older guy. You know, I'm not really sure how old he is, probably in his late 40s, to be honest with you. But man, talk about a life. You know, he was telling me stuff, and he wasn't trying to be funny. I mean, these might sound funny because, you know, I guess I'm kind of twisted. And when I'm asking him these questions, you know, he's probably, because he doesn't know what I'm going to ask him. He knows the stories, but he doesn't know what I'm going to ask him because he doesn't know which ones actually found interesting. But I'm going to call him up right now. I'm going to throw him on the speakerphone. You guys are going to hear him go into detail, unless he's going to be a butt about it. Maybe he doesn't want it out there in the open, but I hope he does. But let me call him right now. Dave Durkin. He's a comedian down in New Jersey. He lived one hell of an interesting life. And I just want to kind of document it and throw it on DTV Presents podcast, because it's going to be a great one.
Hello?
Dave Durkin.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? You know, I was telling everybody about our drive to Albany. You know, we do gigs on the road. You recently stopped doing comedy, but
Sure. The
last one that we took a trip down to, I was listening to what you were saying about, you know, the life that you kind of that you had, you know, and you tickled me. I mean, there was a lot of interesting stories. I don't know if you want them all out there. You know, if there's a question you don't like, you can say pass, of course, you know, but I hope for me and the people that are listening that you go into detail about the stuff that I kind of want to know a little bit more detail about too.
All right. I mean, I guess, sure.
Because you lived an interesting life. I'm not going to lie. It's a little bit more interesting than mine, sure, but it's odd. There's a little bit of oddness to it.
Well, I guess when you live your life, it's just your life. You know, nothing seems, you know what I mean? It doesn't seem weird. You're just doing what you're doing, you know?
That is true. But, like, I'm going to start off with, like, the first one, because I found this one most interesting. You asked me, like, who my role model was, and I told you, like, on a comedy scene, it was Dane Cook. And then, you know, I asked you, just, like, in general, didn't have to be, like, a comedian or whatever, but I asked you, like, who is, like, your role model? And you said something that I thought was interesting, and I kind of want you to elaborate on it. You said every man and woman who walks the streets. That's what you said were your role model. I was like, who's your role model? And you said, every man and woman that walks the streets. I don't even know what that means. I acted like I did in the car because I was kind of confused. But now I want you to kind of elaborate on that, because it's pretty kind of open on that one.
Well, I mean, you know, just I feel like, I mean, the people that live out on the streets, I mean, they're like, they're out there. They're living. They're getting by with as little as they can, you know, like homeless people.
Oh,
like,
that's what you meant, homeless. All the homeless people.
Yeah, like the people that they're walking on the streets and living. I mean, like how, like to me that's amazing. Like, could you just like sleep out on a sidewalk or like make a, could you imagine like making a house out of a cardboard box or just, you know.
That's right, and it's freezing now too.
Yeah, and then they'll just make clothes out of it, you know, they'll eat, they'll go into dumpsters and they'll eat out of dumpsters. Like they're just, they're doing whatever it takes to survive, and they're making so, like they've made a home and they've made a life. And so that's just, to me, like if you could just take anything, you know, and you could turn it in, like you could just turn something into clothes, or you could turn something into a house, you know.
Wow.
or turn some, you know, some other person's garbage, their pizza crust, into dinner, you know.
Gee, all right.
And if you say, but you think about if you apply that to your life, like everything, take a, just all the stuff you take for nothing, you know, all the just, you know, that you could do something with, that you could turn into something, and you don't even think about it, you know, like, just think of, like, the imagine, like, they know where to find, like, soup kitchens and whatnot, you know, like, they know, like, the different things how to survive, and that's, like, to me, that's my point, is, like, if you just go through, think of, you know, just, with anything, which you could do, or even with comedy, if you think, you could just talk about anything. You can go anywhere. You don't have to limit yourself in any which way, you know? If you could make a house out of a cardboard box, like, what can't you do in life?
Wow, all right. And those are your role models, all the homeless people.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's a legit answer, and that's making me see things differently. It kind of beats my Dane Cook, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, like, has Dane Cook ever slept on a subway? I mean, like, how have you ever been on, like, a sub and a guy just comes in and starts asking for money, just asking for and strangers give him money? Like, isn't that, like, amazing that you could just could you get strangers to just give you money?
No, I'd be too scared to ask them.
Like, I mean, people try it. That to me is like Kickstarter. Is like it's just homeless with an app. You know, that's all. Wow. That's just they've co-opted the homeless thing of just going up and begging for money, and they've updated it and made it into a website. You know,
Jesus. All right. Wow. All right. Well, that is fascinating. And that again, that was one thing that I wanted you to elaborate on. You did. And my mind is blown on that. We'll go to the next question, but geez Louise. All right. Well, this was one we were talking about childhood, you know, because I just have a son who's turning two, and you were, talking about your childhood, and you said growing up wasn't easy for you. You said you had like a rough, you know, childhood. And you said like, the one thing I always like asked my parents was, why can't we eat human food? And then you're like, haha, you know? And then again, I didn't know what to say to that because I didn't know what you meant. Why can't we just eat human food? Again, at that point, while we're in the car, I kind of laughed it off. And then I kind of continued about what Evan watches because he's watching the Toy Story movies. What did you mean by asking your parents, why can't we just eat human food?
Well, you know, I mean, I remember hearing that story of when I was a kid about the soccer team that crashed in the Andes Mountains.
Oh, the Alive movie. I know that one.
Yeah. Well, they made it a movie later on, you know, but I think it happened when I was in the 70s or so when I was young, and they, they ate the teammates that died, and they ate their teammates to survive,
Yeah, no, that's true. I saw that. They skinned their butt.
I always wonder, I mean, because people died every day, you know, like I lived, the town next to me, North Arlington, New Jersey, is famous for, it's got, half the town is a cemetery. It's actually, it's like the answer to a trivia question. It's like the only town in America that has more dead people in it than alive people.
Oh, okay.
It's, and I always, it's like, well, we're just, why are you just wasting all those dead people? Like, why? I mean, we could be eating them. You know, like, that's, I mean, again, to the, it's like, oh my God. Hear about what people starving in the streets all the time. You know, you hear it all the time. Oh, there's people living below the poverty level and all this. And it's like, but there's people just dying and they're just there to be eaten. And then there would be no starving children if we just got rid of the cemeteries and we ate people after they died.
As a kid, your mom probably freaked out a little bit with that. Because I think if my son said, why can't we go to the cemeteries for dinner? I might be freaked out.
Yeah, but I mean, you could, I mean, if he was dead, it doesn't, I mean, in that situation, the alive, I mean, they had to eat it like raw or whatever, but I mean, you know, I mean, we could cook it, you could get, you see, they have all those chef shows now, they have, you know, why couldn't they make that, why couldn't a Gordon Ramsay, like, season a, you know, a human
fire or something, all right,
figure, yeah,
an episode of Chopped, there's, you know,
and
wow.
Make it edible and get rid of the, you know, the hunger, the world hunger. I mean, why is there world hunger when there's people dying and there's meat on their body? And that's,
man, I'm sorry, but that does make sense in my twisted mind.
Those world hunger.
Wow. In my twisted mind, that kind of actually makes a little sense, and that's scary. Wow. Okay, you know, when you first said it, I kind of laughed because I thought you, like, growing up, you didn't have money, so I'm thinking your parents were, like, giving you, like, cat food or something to eat. I didn't know that it came from the Alive movie and you wanted to eat people. Jesus. All right. Well, interesting. Crazy, but kind of – it's interesting, and I kind of see what you're saying. All right, we're going to go to the next question on that one because that one kind of blew my mind. Are you ready for the next one?
Sure.
Okay. This one I thought was kind of heroic. You gave me like kind of a heroic story, which I thought was like badass, you know. I've never done anything really heroic in my life. I'm kind of waiting for that moment. But you told me in I think you said it's either the Christmas of 84 or 85. That I wrote down 85, but it could have been 84, which you said I'm not 100%, where you saved a woman from getting sexually assaulted at the Port Authority in New York. You said you were coming back from a friend's house, and you said you nearly died, and that's basically when we pulled up to the comedy club. I couldn't really get more out of you at that point, but was it 84 and 85, and what the hell happened?
Well, we went over, you know, to Rockefeller Center to see the Christmas tree.
Yeah, all right.
You know, that was a big thing. You go see the Christmas lighting, and we were, you know, we were coming back. We're going, because I live in Jersey, so we're going back. We're going through the Port Authority, and what happened, I thought maybe I exaggerated, there was two guys, and there was a, I mean, it was me and a couple of my friends, and there was two guys, and there was, they were like kind of harassing this woman, and then they, you know, we were there like waiting for the bus, and then, you know, they were kind of getting close, we didn't know what they were, and then they kind of like, they grabbed the woman, and like they, I mean, like the one guy was behind her, but they weren't like grabbing for her money, like, but they, so we kind of jumped in, like, they didn't pull her clothes off yet, so she wasn't quite being sexually assaulted at the moment that we, but...
you thought it was getting to that point.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it wasn't like, they didn't grab a purse or anything, they kind of, like, grabbed her and bent her, you know, like, the one guy was in the front and the other guy was behind, you know, so God. It definitely seemed like, you know, I mean, they were assaulting her, and it seemed like they were on the way to sexually assault her.
She was screaming help, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, it wasn't me all by myself. I'm not, you know, that big, but it was, you know, me, my two friends, and we, you know, we just kind of ran over. We're like, hey, you know, we just ran, and, you know, I didn't even really, I think we both, me, but because my one friend was bigger, so he kind of took on one guy, and me and my other friend, we just kind of threw a couple of punches each, and they were kind of easily scared off, I guess.
Oh, you know,
they
kind of
ran. That was my, I mean, it wasn't, I didn't get hit back, fortunately.
You said you nearly died, though.
I nearly died. Well, I
mean, like a panic attack? Like you felt like you're having a heart attack?
What happened was because when I was chasing him, then they kind of ran off, and then a bus came out and almost killed me. Actually, it wasn't that the guys almost killed me. It was that
the bus.
I almost got hit by a bus as I was chasing after him, you know.
Damn.
Yeah, that, like, I was kind of chasing, and then my friend had to push me out of the way of getting hit by a bus as I was chasing after the guy that was trying to sexually assault the woman. So, wow.
Anything happen between you and the girl? Anything there?
No, you don't try to hook up with someone after they almost sexually assaulted.
Okay, fair enough. So we saved you from getting sexually assaulted. What are you doing later? All right, fair enough. That might not. All right, that might not work out too well. So you just let her. Did she thank you? I mean, did she give you a dollar or something?
Yeah, I mean, no, she was a dollar. I mean, she's just trying to, you know, thank you, whatever. And then, you know, we kind of stuck. You know, she got on her bus and we got on our bus, and that was kind of the end of it. We just kind of made sure she got on her bus safe. That was.
Was it 84 or 85?
It was 85.
85. All right. Wow. Okay. I thought a little bit more heroic, but the bus. Okay. And my bad for thinking that you hooked up with her afterwards. That was all right. And something's wrong with me. All right. And now this one. Again, I had two more questions because two more stories are just like stuck in my head. I remember you told me in the car, of course, that you said I don't remember. I don't know who was with you or when. I just remember you saying you went deer hunting with your boys because, you know, we saw a dead deer on the road, and you were like, oh man, I went deer hunting with my buddies one time. And then you said when you had the deer in your sights or whatnot, that you said you saw a piece of like yourself in the deer when you like looked into its eyes. I don't know. And then you said you shot it multiple times. And I remember like that actually scared me. I guess I can ask you this over the phone now since, you know, because you said you killed this thing, and it just kind of freaked me out a little bit. But I don't know what you meant by you saw the deer. You saw a little piece of yourself in the deer, and then you shot it multiple times. Can you just kind of go into detail with that?
Well, I mean,
because that's weird.
What happened is I was, because I wasn't a very good shot, and I knew that I wasn't a good shot, and I saw it from like behind.
Okay.
So I sort of like crept up close to get a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And as I crept up, it kind of turned, and I could kind of see like my reflection in its eyeball. Like, I was basically at like point blank range. I was like 10 feet away, maybe. And Yeah, like I was kind of close. I sort of saw the fear, and I kind of saw myself. You know, I could actually like see myself holding the gun up to it, and it was almost it was one of those things. It was probably like a second, but it felt like forever, trapped in time thing. Yeah, and there was, like I said, it was almost like a moment of like I was. You know, I don't know, I got a little, whatever, moralish, you know, like, veganish or something, you know, like, oh, should I do this wrong or right or whatever, and then I was kind of like, oh, yeah, then I was like, well, we came all this way, you know, so then I just blew it out, you know, kept firing away at it.
All right, so you saw, its fear, and you felt the fear, kind of, too, and then you're like, but I drove here, and then you shot it.
A moment of compassion, like, oh, why are we doing this, and, you know.
then you continue to fire.
And then I was like, oh, you know, we came all the way out here, we did, it would be stupid of me to be this close to a deer and not shoot it, so then I just started firing away.
Jesus. All right. I thought it was more of a, with my son, I see a little piece of me in it. But no, this was a different, because you shot it afterwards multiple times. All right. You know, hey, all right. Were your boys happy about that, that you bagged one?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. We feasted.
Nice. All right. Well, and then I'll leave you with this one, because this was like, I don't know, we were talking about Trump and all that stuff, and you were saying, like, the world's going to hell and all that shit. And then you were talking about how the world's going to hell, and that, you know, you were like, basically, like, what this world needs to do is just empty out all the prisons and let's just start over. You know, that's what you said on that. And, you know, I'm not really Mr. Politics or anything. I don't really have anything to add to it. But I did find it interesting what you said by that the world's going to hell. What we need to do is just empty out all the prisons and just start all over again. Can you go into that? Because I did tell one of my buddies that, and they were just blown away, like, that doesn't make any sense. But I was like, no, Dave knows what he's talking about. I don't, but actually, I didn't know what you meant. Why would everybody out?
Well, I mean, if we just look back at, like, world history, I mean, it's so obvious that everything's been wrong, right? I mean, we've always gotten more enlightened as time's gone on. You know, like, I mean, look at, like, slavery. Look at, like, you know, you're not even that far back. Look at, like, the way anti-gay, it was just, like, almost acceptable to beat up people for being gay. Like, so we know, like, this... historically we've done everything wrong through times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing, that's why I'm saying, like, how do we even, the people that are in prison now, like, maybe they don't even deserve to be in prison. Maybe like 30, 40, 50 years from now, the same, you know, the same way we look back on the, you know, like the segregation and all that stuff now, and we're like, oh, how could they possibly have done that? I mean, how could they have possibly thought that was moral, you know what I mean? Like, that might be the thing, like, 50 years from now, people might look back and go, what was with all those people in 2018 America? What was wrong? Why would they have people in, you know, prison and all this other, you know, like... So that's just my, like, why don't we just start, wipe the slate clean and let's just start over? Like, we don't, who are we to say who's good and bad or what was right and what, like, maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe, like, we should just start all over with a new set of rules or a new, you know, just reevaluate everything and just wipe the slate clean on everyone, you know, and start it all over again.
Do we still have jails, though?
I mean, we'd have to start, because who knows, like, what, we don't know, like, what somebody did, you know, 10 years ago and they're in jail. Like, how do we know, like, they deserve to be in jail? How do we, I mean, look at, like, with all the places legalizing marijuana, right? How many people went to jail, like, 5 years ago for marijuana arrest, and now, like, what, like, 10 states, or it's, like, legal to sell, so it's like, oh, why are you, you know, even now, just within, you know, a decade, like, people are changing their minds on that, like, oh, how silly it was that people were going to jail for marijuana now, you know. So how do we know? Maybe there's other stuff people are in jail for that's just stupid. Maybe, you know, cocaine, like, all the people are in jail for selling cocaine, like, who, why, you know, maybe that's wrong. How do we know that's right? You know, it's like, you know, I hear people all the time, the opioid epidemic. Like, I don't, you know, I don't have any opioid here, right? How could it be an epidemic, you know?
Right.
I mean, let's just let it go. Let's see what happens. If people want to do opioids and die, like, who cares? Let them die, you know, and then we just have more food when they die.
Uh-huh,
like, so,
right.
Yeah, that makes so sense. That's... Yeah, so just start it all over. Let the people out. Yeah, because who knows what went on? You know, if they didn't have the DNA evidence back then that we have today. Like, who's, you know, why waste time going over every single last case? Just let them all out and let's start over again.
So just take all the files and the police and just let them loose.
Yeah, just let it all go and then let's just see what happens. You know, and people kill each other and there's more drugs. Like, maybe there's supposed to be more people ODing. How do we know that's a bad thing?
Wow. All right, so if you're the president, like you get elected, Dave Durkin for president, you get hired, you're basically unlocking all the jail cells, letting everybody out.
Yeah.
Wow. So if I just killed somebody like a month ago and I just got locked up for life, Dave Durkin president, I'm out. I can do it again if I wanted to.
I'm going to let it go. We're going to let it fly. We're going to see what happens. And obviously, you know, it's not going to look. Some people are going to kill people. It's going to happen, you know. It's like, but maybe they learned a new skill in prison. Maybe they were wrongly in prison, you know. Maybe there's something that we thought was illegal. And now you look back and you go, well, maybe it's stupid, like marijuana laws or something. Or, you know, maybe there might be something else that's illegal now. Like, I don't know, maybe there's people in jail for prostitution, and maybe it was why are they in jail for prostitution, that kind of stuff.
Oh, so let them out. All right.
Yeah.
Just be free, I guess that's what you're saying, right? Just be free.
Be free, and, you know, I mean, people might kill each other and whatever. There might be more crime, but
so be it, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, is that so horrible, like living among criminals? I mean,
all right. Hey, Dave Durkin for president, you might have my vote. You know, I'm going to have to see who you're running up against, but you might have my vote.
Okay.
All right. Well, all right. I mean, those are the five. If I could think of more, is that cool if I call you? You seemed, you know, I thought you were going to pass on a couple of them, but no, you were open book.
No, I'll answer anything you want. I don't care.
All right. So, I mean, it was a long trip, and there are a couple more questions that I got to jot down, but I thank you so much for being on the podcast and letting the people know your life, basically, the Dave Durkin life.
Sure.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you so much. And once again, if you run, let me know. I'll spread the word.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dave Durkin.
All righty. You're welcome.
Bye-bye, sir.
Bye.
Wow. Well, there you go, everybody. That was Dave Durkin telling his life and telling his views. Basically, unlock the prison gates. Let the criminals out. He's killing deers. He's saving people. Almost got killed by a bus. He wants to eat humans because he thinks, you know, why have the world go hungry when there is human flesh just dropping like flies in hospitals? Might as well eat them. All right. That's the DTV Presents podcast. As you can tell, it is always going to be an interesting episode. I guarantee you that. So you're going to want to have to subscribe. Go to my Facebook page at DTV Presents. You know, hit the like button. Do what you got to do. Also, YouTube, you go to DTV Presents. You'll see my face. I'm very cute. And by all means, subscribe. Thank you guys so much. Next episode coming very soon. Adios.